God, you are the one and only. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Man, Easter week and everything. The holiest week of the year.
What?
Hey, God, thumbs up.
Good job.
That's the only thing that God needs to know right now.
You know, he just wants a pat on the back like anyone else.
Tomorrow's Good Friday.
Tomorrow is Good Friday, and we're going to take the day off because apparently...
it's a holiday.
Jesus wanted us to. I mean, when somebody dies that you love, you know what I mean?
You do get leave.
You got to remember
him. You get
leave.
You get a few days off.
Yeah. So are you going to call your parents for Easter, babe?
No.
No? Do you usually or not?
Yes.
Really? You do?
I would call for birthdays, for holidays. I try to beat the rest of my family, so I'm the best.
Wow.
You always lose.
You know what? I don't know. I'm debating, actually.
Send the e-card.
I'll either call...
Like nothing happened.
I'll either call like nothing happened and ask them to resend the letter because, again, I marked it up and I might want to put it in a book sometime.
Your amnesia. Just act like it never happened.
Right. I mean, obviously, I can retype it, but it has his dad's signature and everything.
It has a flair to it.
Right. Or I just simply won't call, which wouldn't bother me either. I don't care if he goes through a period of thinking, oh, you know, this is so stupid. Just to catch people up.
He's been disowned.
Keith was disowned. I was disowned.
So close to Easter.
Yeah, I went to a church one time with them. When did we visit? My sister for what?
Christmas.
For Christmas, of all things. And, you know, I'm not religious, but I go up and I accept communion and I hide it in my hand and I gave it away. And
to his influence of a girlfriend.
Right. Such horrible, horrible things I did. And now if this is true, which it is. This is true, and this truly happened as my father, as I was told by the relative of somebody that listens to your show, you are no longer my son.
Wow.
Aerate. Yeah, and let me tell you this, too. I didn't see a change in my life from the first time I read this letter.
Not now.
Not now, right?
But soon.
But when he dies, I'll know.
You'll lose out on the family fortune.
That's something, too. Always make peace, because you never know when he's going to go. And then he's in...
But he started it.
Why? Right on the deathbed, is when you're supposed to, you know, if you haven't already, is when you're supposed to work things out. He's going to die. He's not going to know any of this.
But I wonder about that stuff. So many people say that it's the people who had loss in their life who are telling you that, you know? So I wonder if there is a feeling that we're just not aware of until that somebody died.
Don't know until the person's gone?
Yeah, you just can't think about it. Like, if this person annoys me so much in life, how is it possible that I'm going to regret it so bad?
Yeah, he hardened me, you know? As far as feeling bad when he dies...
He threatened so much.
He threatened so much that he's going to die and how sorry we will all be that.
Once he
who
goes.
Knows? We'll see.
Let's find out.
There's no way I could be. Let's find out. There's no way that I'm going to be so sad. I just know it.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I know it, though.
I think when my mom dies, I'll pretty much be okay.
I'll be, I know I'll be sad.
There'll be something.
No, I'll be sad. I think the natural instinct is to be sad, but she'll just move on to new forms of haunting me.
This bitch.
What? She's going to do it from any possible plane. She doesn't have to be on the human coil to haunt me.
But it doesn't have to be sad that you're gone. There's another sadness, I think, that comes with death, that you might end up being sad that...
You didn't resolve things?
That things could have been different.
Right.
Not that you personally could have resolved things, because I think you guys, both of you, are very resolved in what you're thinking. You know? Like, there's a reason why I feel this way, and you don't feel badly about you feeling this way. You don't put the shame or whatever on yourself, like a lot of people do, so you're very comfortable in this place. But I think there's another thing other than like, oh, damn, this person left and we didn't have it good, blah, blah, blah. There's other things other than like, I wish I would have resolved this. There's also, I wish that this person would have been able to hear me. Right. You know, that I wish we were able to have a different relationship, not because of me, but because this person was just not coming at me or coming with me or whatever it is. I think there's a loss about that, and you'll have to mourn that.
But, well, at a certain time, let's say age 33, my dad knew me for about 33 years.
Yeah.
Are you turning 34 on April 15th?
Yes.
If not a dash longer.
Should we round up? 34.
No, I'm just... I forget, because I forget my own age now. I don't know, what is that about? I'm like, am I 32 or am I 33? But Keith is, I can't remember what Keith is.
Just remember what year you were born.
Please, with the math.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, just keep that.
And then add appropriately?
Dude, like butter after that.
And you know what? Like 33 years, I know by now, you know what? Things can't be different.
Right,
so my dad won't
die,
and I'll go, things could have been different. I realized in my late 20s, things cannot be different.
Okay.
That's all. I don't know.
Well, here's this. The girl that paints in Toronto. My dad passed away 2 weeks ago, suddenly in his sleep. Your dad may not end up in a hospital first. You may not have a chance to resolve things.
Then I won't have a chance.
Then you don't have a chance.
No, I understand that. Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, I get it.
But I wonder what was...
I'm not saying I'm waiting until he's on his deathbed.
But we're putting all our bets on dad. You could go, too. I mean, you have to be cool with it either way.
Right.
No, I'm saying, like, I wonder, was she, the girl that paints, was she not...
Did you have a rocky relationship with
this person? And then suddenly you were like, no, you had to have a deathbed. Mm-hmm. The deathbed was when I was going to fix everything.
We were going to have a moment.
Right.
And it is funny.
And everything's forgiven on a deathbed.
Oh, so you can't say no to anything on a deathbed.
It's like a cop out.
They can request that you like get married and have kids and you have to do it on the deathbed.
You know what?
Never.
It's mean. Actually, it's just selfish to do that, isn't it? Because you're not really doing it for them.
No.
Because they'll die. You're doing it for you.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to make peace for you that's still alive. When you do it, you're not doing it for... They don't have a moment right when they die and go, yeah, that's good to know that happened. This is it, though. Boom.
Yeah, that's you for
know?
You. It's almost,
there's not a second of such pleasure.
Unless they request that you come to said deathbed.
Right. Then, but they're happy that time, you know? And if he makes it out okay and then there's another fight, you got to do it again.
Oh,
you know, you're
sucks.
Doing it for you. You're doing it for you.
No, deathbed is a final game. We've called the cleric and all that. You can't come back from deathbed. That's not fair.
Wouldn't that be something? I see him on the my dad on his deathbed, and I'm saying all this stuff, and you know, why the hell not? If I can say to
I
the
see.
Guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway that I never met, how fantastic he is, why won't I go, you know what, I'm sorry, and I was a prick, and there's no reason I had to do this and that. And then he makes it okay?
No, you can't.
And then
you're
he ends
allowed.
Up alive? Oh!
Not allowed.
You're going to have to die.
It's called deathbed for a reason.
The girl that paints is answering me, no, we had a good relationship, I have no regrets, I'm just thinking in terms of Keith.
That's nice.
People are thinking about nice. You.
Everybody with the perfect relationship's always thinking about me. Thank you. And I'm so happy for your family. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. By the way, let me say this, too. I'm seeing this on the forums. I said McNally moved back to Canada because he didn't like me talking about him and how he acts in public.
I got to say, I thought our forums was smarter than believing that. I really...
I find that humorous.
Am I giving you guys too much credit?
Is
that
New York
we,
that easy to leave that he literally
seriously?
Just went home?
Yeah. What are you thinking that's happening? He heard, Keith Malley doesn't like me. I'll have to leave.
Well, I'm leaving.
You know, there's a whole process involved.
You don't
in,
understand
like,
how New York works. He
Jesus.
Has like a half a month of rent left. He's not going anywhere.
Right.
You
really?
Don't leave New York rent.
Christ, though. Wow.
And it
was one line. Keith, it was like a gimme line in the show yesterday. Yeah. Just like he's not here. he's in Canada. And instead of like the rest of the show, we do an hour-long show.
No, you were here for hours.
We had topics. There were weird things that we talked about. Patrice, a 12-year-old, robbed a police station. Right. Oh, McNally's in Canada. What are you talking? Please
People
help me
like
give you
McNally.
Guys more credit.
And then they try
He's
to
a lovely
give,
fellow.
And then they try to give him advice on being a poor tipper. Something that we never said.
I actually said he was a great tipper.
I think he
show.
Knows when to save money.
It's his
he
has, social.
He knows the moment.
It's his social stuff that I'm laughing at, like the grabbing the shot or whatever. But
yeah, but the tipping, I've seen him tip where I'm like, oh, I wouldn't even think right. to tip that person. That's nice of you.
Oh, well.
Jeez.
So we're still best buddies. Nobody has to worry too much. I also want to take the time to thank Uncast. Yesterday's show, like halfway through, you'll hear like it sounds a little hollow. It sounds a little different in the show. I don't know if it's like 7 or 8 minutes long, but we had a problem with our computer or a little something. I'm not going to say I forgot to press record for a minute, but we had a problem for a second. Uncast happened to be recording it, so we took that section
oh, cool.
and put it in there. So we're at least lucky we have it, and I want to thank him, and I want to thank his wife. I think it's his wife, girlfriend, wife.
Wife.
Lady friend.
Wife. They've been married for quite some time.
I want to thank her for doing her podcast. It's called Uncast, the two of them. Her voice is so fucking sexy. I don't understand that girls don't understand. You can't talk like that. I really understand what you're trying to say. I can't really.
Really now I got to hear it.
I was
it's called Uncast?
It's called Uncast. Mm-hmm. I went to the garage to get the car worked on. Yeah, and they rotated the tires on my titties. Like, what? I can't. I'm not paying attention.
It's a hell of a garage.
Right. And he's like, why are your pants down? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't even know. It just happened.
Damn those magic pants.
I'm listening to the show, yeah. I'm going to see the in-laws. Yeah, you're going to see the in-laws in my pussy. Like, what?
Oh.
What story is this? Yeah.
This is drip. All happening in your brain, you yeah, weirdo.
It's the nastiest story.
It's the voice, though. It's drips with sexuality. And I don't remember. We met her.
Lucky girl.
We met, lucky me. We met them both in Vegas.
Yeah. Really nice people.
Real nice people. But I can't remember like her voice. And I can't tell.
Me neither.
If she's putting on an extra sexy voice.
That'd be funny.
It's the quiet storm. With me, Victoria the Hayware. Today's story is going to be about a TV show I watched. In the meanwhile, think about my asshole and my eyes. Very good.
In my eyes?
Then he comes on, hi, I got something to say. And I'm like, shut up. Bring back the Hayware. You? Yes. Oh. Who asked you? Who asked you? By the way, Keith Malley is in the IMDb. I don't want to. Oh. I don't want to say me because it's. I'm shy.
Larty dar.
I'm on the Internet Movie Database. Somebody put me in for Crushed, my horror movie, and I see that under recommendations. If you like the movie Crushed, which it says is in post production, you'll also like these movies if you like Crushed. Wedding Crashers.
Oh, fuck. Huh?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Why
I know,
though?
Because at least it has horror in it.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
I
but it has men and ladies at
no,
pants.
I know. It's a little silly, but, you know, Crushed is a horror film. What's the Adam Sandler movie doing? Oh, no, Wedding Crashers.
Owen Wilson. And
right, Owen Wilson.
Still, though, it has nothing to do with
that. Nothing, yeah, it's a comedy.
Chicago, the musical.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
I don't sing in this movie, just to make it clear.
Nobody sings in the
That'd
movie.
That'd be awesome, though. Look into that for the DVD.
Another recommendation. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Maybe because you're a funny guy.
Someone's
and somebody
taking
put in
piss.
Funny as a description of you.
It's not, let me make this clear, it's not really my movie.
Right.
I'm a supporting character.
Right.
It wouldn't be because my scenes were so hilarious. It reminds you of Chevy Chase movies.
Oh, yeah, because your parts in the movie are always funny.
Right. And Six Days
Until You Die.
Right. And 6 Days, Seven Nights, the romantic comedy with the old guy's now retarded, Indiana Jones.
Harrison Ford and Anne Heche.
Right. Which was a bomb, by the way, so I don't know if that
moves.
That
made $2.
If you like shit, you also like shit.
Wow.
I got this letter in El Magato. He writes, I'm a 32-year-old straight married male. Anyway, I once had too much tequila and swore off this shit, but at my bachelor party, I wanted to test the worm theory. I heard you can hallucinate taking the worm. We were telling this story after we had some absinthe the other day. I asked everyone at the party to do shots until the bottle was empty, and I ate the worm. That's true. You do have to keep the test clean. You can't be finishing the tequila yourself and then get to the worm and then judge.
So that's why you're hallucinating.
Exactly.
Right.
You've had enough tequila.
So he says, I ate the worm. There was nothing. It's not the worm that makes you crazy. It's the bottle of tequila that makes you crazy. The worm is just soggy and gritty. Cheers.
God. But chocolate protein.
They gotta say if they're chewing it, just swallowing it.
That is true.
Yuck. I guess since he knows it's gritty, he chewed it for at least a sec.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, so there you go. All that stuff is just old wives' tales. Alcohol is just alcohol, apparently.
Okay.
That's sad. The man whose girlfriend, authorities say, spent nearly 2 years in the bathroom in their house. You remember this story? Mm-hmm. Sitting on the toilet so long that the seat adhered to her body. And it didn't only just adhere, like she got stuck inside. She fused. Her ass grew into or around it.
Was it last week that this story broke and Patrice was with us? Wow.
This is the update, basically.
He has been charged with mistreatment of a dependent adult. He's 37 years old.
He's been charged?
Yes.
Good. You're dealing with a retard of some sort.
How would
you
he know?
You know she's mentally unstable. Maybe after the first 6 months she chilled in the toilet.
Right.
But how would he know that it's a crime?
Because it is a crime. Because
but maybe he's retarded. Who else would do that?
Because
a retard.
Well, they've apparently judged him competent to at least get into the process of filing charges. I'm sure they can, if they find him to be incompetent, they'll be dropped. But
he's got
to
be a little nuts.
He did something wrong, too. Yeah.
I saw the house trailer they lived in. We'll put the pictures on our website. They're trash.
It's a hurricane magnet, the trailer.
Well, you knew that, yeah.
I knew they were trash, but I guarantee this girl's getting some kind of disability check, and he's collecting
There's
it.
There's a
meanwhile,
check involved.
Meanwhile, he could bang other people in the next room, and she's not going to come out. Are you hearing voices again, honey? I am fucking crazy.
Even if she is, she can't come out.
Right. No. Can you just sign this?
Do what you need to do. It is almost like, not. I don't want to say holding her hostage, but you pretty much got her captive.
Yeah. McFerrin, he liked it.
There is a weird control factor there.
A His name is Corey McFerrin, and he called the Ness County Sheriff's Office in late February to say something was wrong with his girlfriend. I would love to hear that phone call. When authorities arrived at the home, they found Pam Babcock, 35, stuck to the toilet, which they think she had sat on for about a month. She doesn't remember because she wasn't given a calendar. McFerrin told authorities that Babcock feared leaving the bathroom and may not have left it in 2 years, although said he was unsure how long she was in there. Well, try to remember when you spent the birthday with her.
My only question is, did she have any concept of the passage of time? Like, did she think this was all one really long day?
Right.
Or did the bathroom have, like, a window and she could comprehend that days were passing?
It is weird that I had to shit 400 times today. He said that he took her food and water daily and that he repeatedly asked her to come out, but that she usually replied, maybe tomorrow. The only thing I am guilty of, he says,
is loving too much.
I love too much. I think women should be able to think for themselves, and if that's a crime, lock me up, but please don't really. The only thing I'm guilty of is I didn't get her help sooner. Yeah, that's actually the crime.
That's what they're charging you with.
The only thing I'm guilty of in this robbery is thievery. That I will admit to. Ness County Attorney Greg Crosswhite said the mistreatment charge most closely fit the situation. I looked at the statutes and spoke to the Attorney General's office. This was a very unusual set of circumstances, and this is the law that most closely applied to the situation. That's funny, because you said, you know, would he know it's a crime? Is it a crime? They looked at him and went, this is a fucking crime. Well, how? I don't know, but it's got to be some.
Dude, really?
Look at what we got. What do we got on the books?
They must have had to look, because they figured out that she was dependent on him, and they probably test. She's still in the hospital as of last night.
I'm sure.
So they've done mental tests and stuff on her to know that she's officially not well, not just like she was having a bad moment.
Right, but you know what? And you also I get a little dizzy when I have a big dump. If I was shitting for a month, I wouldn't be too cognizant.
You gotta brace yourself.
Yeah. Authorities said Babcock sat on the toilet so long that open sores developed and caused her to become attached to the seat. Sheriff Brian Whipple has said that he used a crowbar, to remove the seat from the toilet and that the woman was taken to the hospital with the seat still attached. She would have to be sleeping on the toilet, Whipple said. Man, well, think how that room stinks.
God, what kind of story the EMS people have.
Yeah.
We got to interview some EMS person someday.
Doctors at a Wichita, Kansas hospital where Babcock was taken told McFerrin that an infection in her legs had damaged her nerves and could leave her in a wheelchair. Well, she's already used to it. She was still at the hospital Wednesday night.
Just hope she doesn't try to crap the wheelchair.
The first court appearance will be in April. You know what? In her sleep, she will. She'll just assume.
She'll just crap the wheelchair.
Yeah.
She'll have more of a life in a wheelchair. Maybe she thought the toilet was a wheelchair and
push her around.
Haven't figured it out yet.
Let's say she doesn't need the wheelchair and she's able to walk around kind of a normal life. Living like that for a month is really going to fuck her up. Like, her body's going to think it can crap whenever it wants.
Right.
She's got prisoner of war flashbacks.
Yeah, she's going to be running wherever all the time. And you know she's trying to find a bathroom because her body's not used to it.
She's got to have a nickname in her trailer park, a little area.
Crazy.
Everybody knows who she is.
The toilet lady.
You're only making me want to hide in the toilet then. Fuck this neighborhood. Listen to this. You know how you get... You know how it happens to all of us. You get amputated. Mm-hmm. You're missing an arm, missing a leg, what have you. And people get phantom pains. And it's excruciating pain that isn't really there. Your leg that is missing is very, very painful to your brain.
Right.
Kind of fucked up. Doctors still don't know why that even happens. And here's a way that they're helping to treat the pain. The mirror tricks the brain into seeing the amputated leg, overriding mismatched nerve signals. Here's how it works. Here's how this thing works that I'm about to tell you. The patient sits on a flat surface with his or her remaining leg straight out and then puts a 6-foot mirror lengthwise facing the limb. The patient moves the leg, flexing it, and watches the movement in the mirror. The reflection creates the illusion of two legs moving together. That eases the pain.
That's not going to drive them nuts in a different way?
I have a question.
I would think, but...
Wouldn't you be troubled by the fact that your foot's on backwards?
I guess you take quick glances. You don't let it register.
I'm just asking. I mean, because you can reverse the image of a calf, but your foot pretty much...
I think you just be quick. It's like looking at models in Maxim or wherever. And you're like, oh, she's hot. But if you study, you're like, you don't have knees or elbows.
Or a belly button. That's the new thing. They've been short belly buttons.
I like belly buttons.
Belly buttons are hot.
They've been airbrushing out belly buttons.
Out?
Like gone, like alien style.
You know what?
They caught it in a magazine the other day.
Then soon people will actually get surgery to remove it, these idiots.
You know.
That's true. Yeah.
Do that when you go get your Asian eyelid fixed.
If you have an Audi, can you just flatten it with a hammer?
Nice.
People are cutting their balls off to look better.
They're having their balls de-wrinkled.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's Botox. You put Botox in the balls, like when you get older and they get super, super wrinkly. You can Botox your balls.
Come on.
For who?
The ladies.
A lady would like that.
I don't know.
I would like no wrinkles in your pussy.
Well, women are getting deconstructed.
They're getting vaginal rejuvenation, baby.
Yeah. Just weird, like my vagina needs to look like a porn star.
You are $10,000 away from a brand new vagina.
If Henda has a baby, and they have to cut it open a little bit, episiotomy or something like that,
yeah.
When they stitch it up, I'm going to ask them to put two extra stitches.
Nice.
Just a tightener.
I wonder if you could request that.
I'm sure you can.
What do you, like slip a 20?
You know, 20. Just do it. Not you, him. I know you could request that.
So anyway, this guy was the first one to try it. At first, he was skeptical. Was one of the first to try it. At first, he was skeptical. He was in the military, and he lost his leg overseas. When approached about it, he thought against it. But then the phantom pains were coming 5 to 6 times in an hour, and they lasted up to a minute. I was laying there in bed, and it just all of a sudden it felt like I was getting shocked. And I called the nurse because I was like, "What's going on?" And the nurse told him, "This is probably your phantom pain." Well, that's good. Can you picture the olden days before we... I mean, we don't even know why this happens, but we're at least able to figure out the old days when they would just go, "Hey, you're nuts, sir. Your leg's not there.
Not even
it hurts
good.
Here where nothing is. Mm-hmm. What the fuck's going
witchcraft
on?"
Witchcraft or something like that.
Yeah, they're giving you brain pills. Yeah.
Your leg's haunted.
It's the sensation that the limb is still present, and phantom pain is the sensation that the limb is experiencing pain of some form. I wonder, like, if you stab what's nothing there. If you feel that.
That's interesting.
Thank you.
This is just funny. They're reminding you that when Chemda has a baby, you too, Keith, get a baby.
Wait, well, what? I just thought I found a way for a tighter vagina.
Just saying.
Fuck this. That pain is intense, and often medication brings very little relief. All of a sudden, the guy continues, "It was like someone kept turning on and off the taser, and my whole leg started twitching. I sat up, and I was holding onto my stump, and it just wouldn't stop."
Aww.
Do you feel like you're like putting your hand through your leg? You know what I mean? When you hold your
stump? You probably stop where it ends and then just look and feel weird about there not being an extension after that.
At that time, I was hooked up to a powerful narcotic and I was pushing it. In a hospital, you know how you do morphine. But you can push all the medicine in the world and it won't stop.
Because it's actually not hurting.
It's not, yeah.
Because it's just all in your brain.
Right, right. 17 other amputees joined him in this mirror therapy, where you just place a mirror right next to you. The first group used a mirror to look at the reflected image as they tried to move both legs. The second group used a covered mirror, so it was just covered, and did the same. Members of the third group were asked to visualize moving their amputated limbs. After a month of treatment, all the patients in the mirror group had significantly less phantom pain.
Okay.
In the covered mirror group, which is nothing, quite frankly, only one patient experienced a decrease in pain. And for half of those patients, the pain worsened. 67% of the patients visualizing their limbs got worse instead of better.
Okay, none of this sounds good.
But the mirror works.
You basically need a mirror.
The pain decreased in almost 90% of the patients who did switch to mirror therapy.
Oh, wow.
So they're just comparing the people who didn't look at a mirror. It worked wonders. Within 5 months, he was off painkillers completely.
Wow.
Saying the difference is like night and day. To see him walking, he's able to drive his car, he works downtown. That is incredibly gratifying. Phantom limb pain plagues as many as 95% of amputees.
Oof, wow. Lebowski from New York is saying, sounds like an advanced form of placebo effect.
But
it's working, A. And B, finally, a study that makes sense.
Right.
Finally, results that people can use. Mm-hmm. What are these dumb studies?
It costs $10. All you need is a fucking mirror.
What's a dumb study about a whore could make $100,000? Whatever seems like every study we read is like, who got paid to do this? Mm-hmm. Who got paid?
Right. He says, but yeah, about the placebo effect. That's what they used to do in the old days, I bet. It's in your head. Yeah, okay, it really fucking hurts, though. Yeah, it's in your head.
My head hurts.
Yeah, take this. He says, even though phantom pain dates to the Civil War days, no one knows what causes it. The current thinking is that it has to do with how the brain interprets signals from the pain pathways that are left after amputation. The neurons that control leg movement are still there, but in the absence of a limb, they're not sure what they're supposed to do and begin firing randomly. Mm. Proprioception, the body's ability to sense the position of a limb, tells the body that the limb is still there, sending mismatched signals to the brain.
Wow.
How about you just like look at it and go, listen, brain, nothing's fucking there. The visual neurons are still intact, and they're firing off, telling the brain one thing. The proprioceptive neurons are firing off, telling the brain something else. My thinking is that there's some sort of center in the brain that coordinates these signals. However, this mismatched feedback is what's generating the sensation that the limb is frozen or in pain. In the meanwhile, here's a $20 mirror.
Yeah.
Berger says, my friend that is paralyzed from the waist down once put a hot coffee pot on his leg. The smell of flesh made him know that his leg was burning.
Oh, that's a little different, but that's a
Thanks
shame.
Thanks for sharing.
That's a shame. I would do, if I was paralyzed and my legs didn't work, I'd do like fun little games with them. I'd try to go to Coney Island. I'm the freak that can take knives in my legs.
Ah, that's a good one.
Come see this guy. They'd have to disguise the wheelchair somehow, like a throne.
Like a throne.
Right.
For Halloween, I'd dress up like a marionette and have my friends hold strings and just pull my legs up and down.
I'd have strings tied to me, maybe some kind of mechanical device on my back that you couldn't see, and I'd stand up, and it would stand me up and then bow me and then put me back in the seat. So you're like, holy fuck, he could walk if he wanted to. Oh, man, I'd be a hit. All right, here's the hoping. An eagle ray, like a stingray, leaped onto a boat off the Florida Keys on Thursday and stabbed a woman with its barb, knocking her to the deck and killing her.
Why would you tell me that?
A stingray jumped out of water, jumped on a boat, and killed a woman. Why does Keith stay in his house? I don't know. Hey, we're going to go camping. You want to come? Yeah, sure. I just read an article about a fish that swims up your pee stream and puts eggs in your ball bag.
Isn't that South and Central America?
I don't give a shit.
It's not even in the States, Keith.
They swim. They swim up. Have you seen Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Oh, all the dinosaurs are stuck on an island. Half of them fly, dumb fucks. That's not the end of the movie.
That's why they had 2 and 3 and 4.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm going to have 2 and 3 and 4 fucking fish growing in my ball bag. And then what happens? Oh, Keith, it hardly happens. Every time you bring this up, it hardly happens. It takes once.
Stingrays hardly happens. I just said it happens in South America. I don't see you going there anytime soon.
I also think this boat must have been so low to the water.
Yeah.
You can't just jump on some gigantic cruise.
It's a bizarre accident. Oh, I think you're safe in cruises that look like houses, but, you know, regular boats. I'm going to be concerned now when I'm on a regular boat. A stingray is going to jump up and stab
Keith,
me.
When was the last time you were on a boat?
How many times does it take?
When's the next time you're going to be on a boat?
I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on a boat this summer.
Keith, you barely leave the house.
And I hope I get stabbed by a stingray, Patrice.
And then I'll feel bad. Yeah, and I wish I had been on your deathbed with the stingray in your chest to tell you I'm wrong.
And that's what you'll say. You'll say, sorry, I guess I was wrong.
I'll be able to say that when you get stabbed by a stingray.
Meanwhile, I'm paralyzed now, Patrice.
I'll buy the mirror.
Will you at least come down to Coney Island and watch me perform?
My cash money, buying the mirror. You can pretend your leg can move.
Yes, it is a bizarre accident, says the Wildlife Commission. A large ray jumped out of the water and collided with the victim, and somehow the barb penetrated some part of the body, which caused her to fall back and hit her head on some portion of the vessel.
Oh, okay.
We don't know exactly which one of these caused her death. Let me take a guess which one. Local media said the animal's barb had impaled the woman through the neck. My money's on the stingray.
Well, that's what happened with Steve Irwin.
Of course.
Died from that mess.
Add them up. Does this tell you something? Add them up.
Stingrays are angry animals.
Right.
That's what it tells me.
They're common in warmer tropical waters and are often seen near coral reefs. The spotted creatures can grow to more than 8 feet across and have 2-6 short venomous barbs near the base of their whip-like tails that are probed for death and tasty for blood. The rays often swim near the water's surface and can leap out, especially when pursued.
See? Well, why were you chasing it?
Because I'm on a stingray hunt, Patrice.
Why are you on a stingray?
There's a whole story behind it, obviously. All rays leap out of the water from time to time, but certainly to see one collide with the vessel is extremely unusual. This isn't where they come out from time to time. Oh, well, I'm going to carry a sword. It's Keith the Pirate. You'll see. I'll be fighting with the stingray on the boat. And you all thank me.
I don't think it was much of a fight. I think he pretty much just jumped into her neck and kept it moving.
Yeah, this right in the neck.
Now, did they kill the stingray or they...
It doesn't say, but I'm sure it just jumped right back out. Bye, I'm done. You know how they do. Oh, I pet one. Can you believe that? I pet one.
Well, they're tired of the petting.
I didn't even know what I was doing. Quit petting them, people. It angers them. Grow up. They got to take them from the zoo and put them back in the ocean.
They want to be.
And they start stabbing. He looked so nice. Ooh, it's so soft. I'm giggling with the stingray. These are on the YouTube. YouTube.com/Keith and the Girl. Like a kid. I'm like, hey, I just touched the stingray. Next thing you know, this is probably the same stingray. I probably agitated it. Mm-hmm. It's probably my fault.
They're tired of being treated like latent animals.
Let's move on before they come into court.
Ricky from Tallahassee says there have been only 18 recorded stingrays death globally, including the one you're talking about.
Okay. Really? Because I thought there were only two. What percent did you just raise my stingray fare?
It's true.
What was that, 6,000%?
6,000%.
Wow. Okay. All right, then. I guess I got nothing to worry about. All right. I saw Moment of Truth yesterday.
How'd that go?
They got up to $100,000, the most that anybody got through.
Let me guess, they quit?
Nope.
Oh.
They lost.
Nice.
Oh.
They got up to the $100,000. They tried to keep going. They lost on the first question. First of all, they get no money, but they just made a jackass of themselves in front of the world.
Oh.
That is what is fantastic about this show. This couple is the wife on the stand, married for 2 years, very good looking. The guy looks like an Italian douche. She's Spanish. He says he's American, but he really looks hardcore Italian. And he's sitting on the couch. And you learn that they physically fight. Like, have you ever physically fought with the guy you lived with, something like that? And she's like, yeah, like that could be the end. But Mark Wahlberg just, you know, does this kind of interviewing that's smart, where he assumes that you already know and goes, so that's true? She physically fights with you? Like, nobody said you.
He rephrased it.
Yeah,
okay.
And he goes, yeah, sometimes she's physical. And then she has to go on and explain, well, I only do it when I have to defend myself.
Oh,
yeah, I'll fight.
God.
I will physically fight hard. But when I have to defend myself, cut to the guy in the chair nodding his head knowingly.
Oh.
There's physical abuse in that house, and you don't get money to say that.
We just lost $100,000. He's going to beat her ass tonight.
Yeah, do you trust her? Does she trust him? He has his own business on business trips that he's not having an affair. They know to ask that question because they can tell she's a jealous woman by some dumb shit she said earlier. And he says, she says, no, quite frankly, I don't trust him. Question that has nothing to do with the money. Does that make sense that she thinks that? How does that feel now that you know that, dude? Yeah, you know, I don't, that's something. What, does she have reason to think that? He laughs, the sister-in-law laughs.
Wow.
And then cut to her in the hot seat. She doesn't have to say anything. Well, he knows that if that ever happens again, it's over.
Wow.
You just told America that at least once he cheated on you.
That's when she put her hands on him.
For no money. And then the good questions that you think aren't serious questions, but they still affect other family members. Would you like to look like your mom when you get older? This girl's gorgeous. The mom is average or a little less than average, but nothing weird. Just a mom. You know, but, you know, she has that mom weight. You know what I mean?
You know what? I do know what you mean.
Right.
That's why I'm laughing. It should be officially a phrase. Yeah. She's at mom weight.
Mm-hmm. So
it's like the forgivable weight. Like, you know what? Your mom.
You've worked hard, lady.
Yeah.
But of course she does. This model looking girl doesn't want to look like her mom. And the answer is no. And the mom's like ready to cry.
Aww.
Here's how this dummy tries to make it better. No, she'll say too. She'll tell you too. You know, always work out so you don't look like me.
Oh!
That was a private conversation, dummy, and your mom's ready to cry again. And then you lose because you go on to the next level, and the first question of the next level, have you had sex to further your career? You said no. That answer is false. You look shocked. Honestly, no, I don't get it. Well, you're a fucking liar. No, I'm not lying about that. Thank you. Have a seat. Fucking liar. See you next week.
Great evening. There's a case of turtle wax in the back for you.
Right.
Wow.
You do that show. You're an idiot to do that show. You're an idiot to do that show.
Wow.
Except I would go on Celebrity Moment of Truth. And I would, the very first question they asked, like, have you done a project that you're not interested in? I would jump out of the seat and hit the buzzer. Bam! And they go, no, somebody else has to hit that. And I nod to you, and then you hit it.
Okay.
And then they change the question. And whatever the next question is
going to be like, what film didn't you want to do?
Right, what film didn't you want to do? And I'll go, fuck this, and I'll leave.
Nice.
Yeah, no charity's going to get money, and I got my
Always
little plug for
plan.
My movie.
Nice to have a plan.
I'll give the charity $10,000. Who gives a fuck? You guys are assholes.
Keith's got the best plans for the rich and famous situation. Wow. Good for you, babe.
You know what? Jerry brings up a point to go back about wave punching. It's scarier than ever. I could have a knife in one hand and a fist in the other. Fucking stingrays.
Stingrays are looking for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to quit, but I'll tell you. It's scary out there. By the way, real quick, before we get to Patrice's gossip, Happy New Year to Iran.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Nice job.
I got to write my dad.
It's called Nowruz.
I wish I knew ahead of time. We would have taken a vacay.
It's Iranian New Year.
But yeah, did we already say we're taking off a Good Friday? Because yes. I call it Great Friday. And we got some celebrating to do. Where's Patrice's gift?
Oh, it's right by her. Patrice, we're having atheist Easter this right. Sunday.
And I was coming here and I was walking through Kmart. I was actually running a little bit late and I was going to try to make it on time today. But I had to stop because I saw the perfect Easter gift.
Oh, show that in the camera. That
I
is
think
beautiful.
Yours, I don't think mine's on actually.
That's going to be our centerpiece.
Who wants it?
Beautiful Jesus Christ. Look at that. Hold on. Jesus Christ is carrying... I want you guys to remember that Patrice just said this. Jesus Christ is carrying the cross.
Yes.
It's horrible. We've all seen the movies. Patrice can't hold that box for 3 seconds.
I can't.
It's heavy. Who's fucking taking this? Somebody relieve my burden.
No, but I like to call that no pressure, Jesus. I mean, I just carried a cross and shit. No pressure. You don't have to celebrate it.
I'm going
to
make it so he's walking over to the eggs.
I would like to say it's not even Easter and it was on sale. That's how many of them they had left in the store.
This is officially our centerpiece.
It's too much. It's like it's not a happy Easter. There's no bunnies involved.
You need the good buddy Jesus.
All the bunny
the
shit
up.
Was like cleared out. The baby Jesus, the people having the supper at the table, that was all gone.
Let me tell you,
400 of those in the store
at our party on Sunday. We're gonna play pin the Jesus to the cross.
I think the game should be your idea. Cut out a bunch of word bubbles, and whoever makes the best word bubble, that'll be Jesus' word bubble. Mine is lols.
Don't give it away.
I'm just saying, come up with something better than that. So far, I'm going with lols.
Fui from Tulsa, atheist Easter Sunday, you need to dye the eggs, but don't boil them first. That's a fun surprise.
I will boil the eggs. I'm a good person.
Let's get to the gossip news. We used to do that, by the way. We used to color eggs and all that stuff.
I'm bringing everything to color eggs.
Did you guys do that?
Yeah.
With the different dyes. There's always the fancy pack.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
When you marble them.
Yeah.
Like tie dye style. Instead of just one color, like you were able to roll it through two different colors or something like that.
My dad was very artistic, and he always had one or two eggs that he did. He would just spend all day on these one or two eggs. He was a big fan of the wax. You put wax on the egg, and then that part doesn't get colored when you color it.
Oh, and then you take it off?
Yeah, right. They were very beautiful eggs. I bet
wow,
maybe this
that's intricate.
If I ever get re-owned, I'll post some of these egg pictures. But he was very intricate about his one or two eggs. And our shit eggs always went on the bottom of the Easter basket that gets blessed. And his was always nice, propped up top. Then you went to church and you showed off your Easter basket to everybody to get blessed. Of course, you know, my mom did all the work, but it was my
Wait,
family's...
Eggs get blessed?
The basket gets blessed, yeah.
Eggs, ham... you know, people put everything in these things.
Do you eat the eggs?
Of course you do. You eat the kibasi that's in there. You eat the...
You ate the Easter eggs? You're not supposed to eat them. You dyed them.
They're not dyed on the inside?
You could absolutely eat them. Sure you could. You didn't poison the eggs.
That sounds wrong.
They know you're going
to
eat them.
Dinner or something?
We never were allowed to eat the eggs. Those eggs went in the garbage.
They shouldn't have. It's a waste of eggs.
You're wasteful.
Absolutely, yeah.
Also,
of course you hate your mother.
My grandmother's church used to bless animals on Easter Sunday.
You like bring your second animals?
Girl, bring your dog.
Come on.
Stations at the cross.
People put dolls.
You
sometimes
guys are weird.
People
bring your dog, your cat, your rabbit, your goldfish, whatever you got at the house. Bring
people put baby dolls and little figurines in there. Like, they're going to get blessed. Well, why not? They try to sneak shit in on the bottom.
Get your cabbage patch in there.
I brought a satanic album once. I stuck it on the bottom of the bread. Because they don't go through it. They just bless.
Now they need to do security checks at church to see what they're blessing.
But we always had the best one. And it's so weird, you know. And then my dad puts this little holy cloth on top of it, and then you know, puts it by the altar, and then very meticulously, you know, folds the cloth over so everything can get gorgeously blessed. Then it gets blessed, then folds it back, and now I have my basket. Oh, the Mally basket. We always had the best basket. It was the Mally basket every year that sometimes, I'm not joking, you know how you would go out of your way to see Christmas lights in a nice neighborhood? This was the same thing. People went and didn't even have a basket to be blessed to see the Mally basket.
Shut your face.
Totally serious.
Well, I have to make a basket this year. I'll bring basket stuff. I'm going to Target and just clearing it the fuck out for Easter.
Nice.
And you would see, and people would have like cereal and shit like that in their basket.
Why?
And to have thing blessed.
Cause why would you bless cereal? You're just going to eat it.
Because they didn't know how to make their ham at home. They didn't know how to make Easter cheese like mom did. They just
That's
had
weird.
Shit. They just had shit. They had that processed cheese. And
are you being elitist about cheese?
I think it's funny. Like, what, this is what you're blessing. This is what you're taking Jesus'
time
for.
Yeah, I didn't know
for.
You were allowed to bless food and stuff like
You can bless
like
anything. Like, a priest is allowed to bless anything. Literally anything.
Isn't that a kind of abuse of power situation? Like, you should save it up for good stuff?
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
You know, I mean, God's everywhere and everything, but he's a busy dude.
Well,
you
maybe if
you run around blessing cereal.
Well, think about it. If God already blessed the bucket that they put that blesser thing in with holes, so,
right,
you know,
right.
to throw at you, you don't waste it. It may, I don't know how long blessing lasts. Week, two? I don't know.
Does it evaporate?
Right.
Are these good memories for you, the Easter Sunday thing, the actual painting of the eggs? Are they good memories, or is it just like what I hear?
Is it pressure?
You know how you hear when people grew up, they trim the tree, but everyone's yelling at each other?
Yeah.
The eggs was good memories. My dad wasn't there. Well, sometimes he was, sometimes he wasn't. Sometimes he's at the table, sometimes he wasn't. Usually he wasn't. I don't know if that had something to do with it. Because you know what? Because I know...
Oh, that... Oh, my God.
You're was he off on the side making his perfect creation eggs and that's why he wasn't at the table, or...
Wait, you were saying it's yeah. good because he wasn't at the table.
It was good because he wasn't at the table. Because he was, if he was at the table, we would have put the egg into the dipper wrong.
I know what he means.
You know? Like he's trying to help,
mm-hmm.
but he's being an asshole. Like, son, why would you... I think it's time to take out the egg! Take out the egg! Take out the egg!
You want blue, not green.
Yeah,
right?
You're going to get too much color. You're going to get too much color. Like, I want a bolt. A bolt is one thing, son, but what you're doing, who the fuck cares what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going in the Smithsonian. You're going to hide it underneath Chalukah anyway. My mom would make the nice bread with the braids, you know, the braids.
Mm-hmm. And then my mom used
then
to
you
make
do that glaze,
too.
That egg glaze on top, mm-hmm. so, you know, it looks like it got a tan. And then make the cross in the middle.
Oh, yep. That's cute.
Byzantine cross, so it was harder to make.
You
get
snaps.
You get the where Jesus had his legs also. It has three bars.
The Byzantine cross is different?
It's the same thing, but it's a different symbol.
It's a bit more graphic.
It's a little more graphic, right.
They're chiming in. Jeremy has a bubble for Jesus. Me, Christ, I have to dig hole for this, after this. Fui from Tulsa is saying, when I was a kid, we lived in Mexico, and they would fill empty eggs with confetti and bonk them on your head. Oh, the fun. I don't know how they got the confetti in there, but it was fun to see the bonking. I would love to do that. Not in my house.
No, outside.
Not in my house, because confetti is hard to pick up. It's not as bad as glitter, but can we bonk people on
I had that kit one year, the Paz Easter egg kit, where you had to glitter up the eggs.
Ooh.
My dad bought it and brought it over, and my mother just looked at it. Yeah, okay. That egg kit never got open.
What? You know what? Every year, Hemd and I, we pass the, you know, Paz. Is it Paz, Paz?
Paz or Paz.
We pass it, you know, the egg coloring kit, and we always buy one.
Yeah.
And we always just throw it out.
Well, he's exaggerating. We bought it the first year. He was like, come on, we can do blah, blah. I'm like, oh, that'll be fun. Great. We bought it. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, he's like, come on. I'm like, we didn't do it last year. I don't think we're going to do it this year. Come on. It costs, and it really does cost nothing.
It
you
does.
Know?
It was on sale already at
yeah.
Rite Aid.
It's really just a bunch of shit.
Like $1.99. Like,
after the second year, I was like, we're not going to do it. You're not buying it. And he looked at me like I'm the Antichrist. And I'm like, you can keep looking at me like that. Whatever.
I'm buying 3 dozen eggs. Everybody better play the fuck along.
Well, now, if it's a group activity, I think it'll happen.
Because they have so many different kits. They have camouflage.
Oh. Ooh.
They have Star Wars.
Do they have pink camouflage?
They have... Yes.
I'm going to call my dad up on Easter. And as we're painting the eggs, maybe he can yell at me and it'll feel like home.
Aw.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? Now I'm thinking of this. I would do a magic trick in that, you know, where you take an egg... A raw egg, you poke a little hole in it,
you
empty
it.
Out the egg, and you put in the confetti. You put in little pieces of newspaper, and then you're going to break the egg on the ceiling, and everybody's going to go, oh, God, yeah, because you did all this shit with the egg.
Cute.
And then it's confetti. It would be cute. Until your father yelled at you because you didn't do the presentation good enough because you didn't practice enough by yourself in front of a mirror.
Aww.
I'm a kid. I'm a kid. I'm not Chris Angeling on NBC.
The fact that you got the confetti in the egg
right.
is an accomplishment in
Seriously.
Itself.
Seriously. You had to wash the egg out, I assume.
I had to wash the egg out. I had the confetti takes forever. That's what makes it. That's why you don't think there's any way there's
that's
not
right.
nothing but egg in there.
Right.
It's a pinhole that you somehow got confetti. And you know what happened earlier today? I'm almost embarrassed about it. But it was so amazing that I had to share with Hemda. I take out the battery to my phone to put in another battery.
Mm-hmm.
And the battery falls on the ground. Falls on carpet in this room. And I, I just picture if this happened at my age now, in front of my dad, be it here or over at his house. Son, you might want to be careful with your battery. Why would you get it if you're going to just throw it around right there? And it makes no sense that I would think of that.
But you dropped it by accident.
I let that make... That upset me.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to bring that up on the deathbed.
They really get you. They get you. Do you know me. I can't sleep if there's garbage in my house? Like, if there's garbage in the garbage can, my roommates must think I'm the craziest bitch going. I cannot sleep if there's garbage in the kitchen because my mother, on more than one occasion, if there was garbage in the kitchen, doesn't matter what time it was, would wake me up to take out the garbage.
Wow.
Wow.
And there was just the two of us. It wasn't like we were making an exceptional amount of garbage.
You think one time your roommate wanted to ask you something, maybe the phone bill, I don't know what, and went to... you're like, you're laying in bed. Patrice, I wanted to ask you if... Oh, sorry. And you just mm-hmm. have sleepwalk to the garbage and put it outside.
I have to stop myself from cleaning things in the house to give other people a shot.
Right.
Because it's not my job.
By the way, talking about the Easter basket, Eats Paste saying, we used to get the same reaction when we'd paint lamb's blood over the door. Our door jam was always the best.
Nice. Really nice. Happy Passover. You know, it's... I don't know if it's today Purim. Or what. Purim.
Purim.
Purim is the Jewish Halloween.
Do you guys... Does Purim entail eggs, too? Is it one of those?
No, but Passover does.
But the Purim is the one where you wear the costume so that... What is it? So the devil doesn't get you, or... No, I know there's a reason. It's hiding, right? The costume is to hide.
It's hiding. There was a bad man back in the day.
Yeah, the devil.
Who wanted us all to go away. I don't know. No, it wasn't the devil. It was Haman, I think, or... Okay. I don't know.
I just know that it involves hiding, and that's the one time that the Hasids just kick the heels up. That's what I know. They have like a little mini parade in Williamsburg. I know that much.
Yeah, Purim is kind of a fun holiday.
Is that when they hide matzah?
No, it's Passover.
Oh, they love hiding shit, these Jews, don't they?
It's called banks.
It's the safety deposit.
We like to hide our money. We like to hide. What do you got? We'll hide it.
Look at the history of banks. I mean, it's just a warehouse that nobody knows about.
They hide each other, Schindler's List. Come on.
People are always after us. I swear to God, they really push that on you in Hebrew school. I went to Hebrew school 9 years.
Nice.
Yeah, everyone hates us. Every fucking holiday, every time we celebrate, every time we mourn, anytime we do anything that requires some sort of tradition, it's because people hated us and we had to overcome. And so I went, I know I've said this before, I went kindergarten through eighth grade to Jewish school. And then I was like, and then they gave me the option. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to public school. Enough already.
Tired of hiding.
And I went to public school. My grandfather gave me a Jewish star. And I wore
star
it.
Star David.
Yeah, and I wore it out of my necklace. And when I went to high school, I was like, everyone's going to want to kill me if they find out I'm Jewish. And I put it inside my shirt because constantly the Jews are hated. That's what we're taught. You're hated. They hated us for this and they hated us for that. And it's either jealousy or it's just we were in their way or they're just mean people or God likes us best or whatever the fuck. I was scared. I was scared I'd get beat up because,
that
you know,
sucks.
You also watch movies like, and you know, Freshman Friday or like all,
oh,
that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
all that stuff. But I didn't think that, I don't think. I thought, you know, there's so much in my head about how people hate Jews so bad. Meanwhile, I went to Cardoza. Half of us were Guidos and half of us were fucking Japs.
I was about to say.
Did you, after you hid your necklace, did they let you on the football team?
Nice, Keith Malley. That was nice.
That was nice.
Patrice, tell me about gossip this week, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Robin Williams. We all know the new TV star.
Oh, I didn't know that's how it started. Never mind.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Robin Williams is going to be making an appearance on television. He's going to be doing an episode of Law & Order SVU that's airing on the 29th of April. He's going to be playing, according to the synopsis, a law-abiding engineer whose life takes a tragic turn. He becomes an ardent believer in the necessity of challenging authority. So basically, he's going to start trouble.
With his fucking yapper.
He's going to go for serious Robin Williams, but of course give us hints at humorous Robin Williams while being interrogated, I'm sure.
Do you think like they're going to think like he did the crime? Like he killed people with his annoying voice?
I think, yes. And his unfunny flailing at people.
Right. Murder to kill. Killers. You know, kill stingrays. Pirate. I'm a pirate. All right. You're free to go. Get out of here. You're nuts.
Further proof that you don't need content to have a television show, MTV is going to be airing the Real World Awards on the 2nd of April.
Wow.
They have taken all 19 seasons of The Real World and come up with categories and nominees for each category. They held the awards this past week. Some of the categories: hottest male, hottest female, best fight, best season, and my personal favorite, biggest player.
You know, and then they're going to bring back the, what is it, Inferno, whatever the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Inferno is Real
it's
World
an offshoot.
And Road Rules.
Okay.
It's Real World versus
Road Right, Rules. So when the Real World ends up playing against Road Rules, they're going to be like, we got a Grammy. They think they could beat us? Mm-hmm. I got an award for this shit.
This is my life.
I got the Best Fight Award.
There's Best Fight as well. There's Best Phone Conversation, Best Dance-Off.
Yeah. I want an award. Now let's go into the mud pit and try to grab a broomstick. Oh, you got the broomstick? I have heart. I got the broomstick now.
Oh, man. All those. Yeah. It's I think I'm going to win because I have heart.
I have a lot of heart. I'm going to step on my game and see if I can stand here longer than she can stand here.
Yeah. Well, Bobby, you know, Bobby's really stepping up this week, so I have to step up extra.
You guys have actually watched the show.
Oh, I watch it regularly.
I'm going to step up to the plate.
Only the verses, the Real World and Real. It's no longer them two versus each other. They now have, like, different things every time. But I do watch it while I'm running.
Right.
So that, you know, when they do their challenges, I'm like, get it, and then I'm running faster. I don't know. But there's so much drama. Like half the show is just drama.
And they all know each other at this point, because it's pretty much the same sort of core group of people that keep coming back with sort of like new people fringing.
They must get paid really well.
The prize, I guess, it's. And where are you living? You're living in Mexico for a month and a half, 2 months. Getting per diem and not really doing. If you're in your 20s, that's whatever.
Mm. I got a lot of heart. I'm going to just hang here. How long do I have to hang? As long as you can. I hang the best.
That's Survivor 2 with the dumb hanging shit.
That shit's dumb.
At least those challenges are, like, some of them are bullshit, but some of them I'd like to do.
But Survivor is only interesting because you think about Real World Road Rules, they have full production. Not that they don't on Survivor, but they're fed well. They've slept. Survivor, they gave you some twigs, a berry, and put you in a hut, and then say, hang upside down for $40. No, for a jar of peanut butter. Or something like real fucked up. They're like, I would love some peanut butter right now. I will hang here all day.
I never understand the rules to those games. I saw the one where they got two dudes are in a mud pit, and they're going for like a stick, a baton.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really like fighting over this baton. I don't know if you have to put it in a basket or what you have to do with it once you get it, or you just have to have it by yourself. I don't remember. But they're fighting over this, and they're really like fighting trying to get it, but I don't know the rules. Like, punch him.
No, you can't. No. Both your hands have to be on the whole time. If you let go,
you lose. Okay, are you step under the mud? Is he stepping on this person's foot? Is
Probably.
He kneeing the crotch?
Anything you can't see that's dirty, they're doing, but you're not allowed physically to put hands on someone else on those shows. Oh. You sign a release.
Like they're pretty mean about it.
An accidental headbutt.
See, I like those. I like when they're really fighting for it.
But outright, to take a step back, raise your fist, and smack the man in his face, you can't do that.
Somebody got kicked off for trying to do that.
Oh, what happened?
It was one of the bitches, the veterans,
veterans. She has an attitude. She makes me cry. More crying.
Was it Coral? I know Coral always gets involved in
Coral
fracas.
Kicked herself off this season.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like her. I don't fight. I beat bitches up.
She's a fucking pussy.
All right. This was my fault. What else we got, Patrice?
Baby news, really quick. Halle Berry gave birth to a baby this week with her boyfriend, Gabriel Aubrey, who's a model.
Out of where?
Her vagina.
Oh, okay.
That's where they're putting them out from these days.
All right, pictures on keithandthegirl.com.
The baby's name is Nala Ariella Aubrey. It's a Muslim name that means drink of water.
Oh, that's nice.
Jennifer.
The biggest thing right now, I think, with celebrities is naming your kid as many possible names as you can.
Mm-hmm. You know? Name my baby 415,312. And I'd write it out. Also, under suspicion is Fergie, as far as being pregnant. She's one to watch.
Who's she going out
She's
with?
She's under suspicion.
Josh Duhamel from Las Vegas, the cute guy with the flippy hair. He used to be in All My Children ages ago.
No.
Yeah, see a picture, you'd know. Right. Also, this week on the cover of People, Jennifer Lopez and her twins.
Mm.
They have that baby look where, like, you're a twin, so you're thinner than most babies, and you have, like, old face. But I'm sure they'll grow up and be just adorable.
I don't know if we already said this. How much money did she get for that?
$6 million.
What?
I was going to say easily $4 million. I saw those kids, but there's two of them.
There's two.
So think, that's only three each.
Well, Nicole Richie got 1.5 for one, and a J-Lo would get three for one, so she got six for two.
Wait, 6 million to put your kids on the cover of People?
Cover and a story on the inside, they had an exclusive.
Oh. Fuck, I'd retire.
Oh, and she talked.
I'd give them the baby at the end. Take it. I'm good.
How about you just keep the baby and you send me $100,000 a month?
Not even. I feel bad. You need something. You want a sandwich and some babies?
Fooey says Nala Ariella Aubrey. That was my nickname for Halle Berry's boobies. So good choice.
Yeah, Ariella, if you want to tease, that's real close to Ariola when she gets to be a little bit older. You got to think about that for the kids.
Who's going to say all those names anyway?
Six million. What's your ultimate goal? To take pictures of my babies. That's when I know I made it.
Yeah, what kind of number is 6 million?
You're telling me if Keith and the Girl doesn't work out so good,
have a baby.
No, I mean, we get real famous enough to have a baby. You wouldn't want to have a baby? $6 million. Let's have a
fucking
baby.
Can I, like Patrice said, can I give it to someone after?
You give it to a nun.
Okay. I'll have a baby for $6 million.
But you have to make sure you keep it real anonymous because they'll come back 18 years later looking for money.
Oh no, they'll be a good contract.
Oh no,
bye.
Send it to Africa. Just do a reverse.
Mm.
You got to give back sometimes.
Go give your baby a little bit of AIDS.
And then do you want to see that picture of the new baby that we got in Africa? 5 million.
Nice.
They're worth no less. What's 3/5 of 5 million?
We are silly people. Because you know what? Even though they paid her $6 million and there was some other shit that needed to go in the magazine that cost money, they're making money.
That's why they have interns. Yeah. We don't pay everybody that works here.
Insane.
Think about if $6 million for newborn pictures, their first birthday party, she's just going to be making dollars.
Christ, you don't even have to make movies anymore.
Think of every milestone. She could just stay at the house.
We need to stop talking about this.
Okay, I'm sorry. Someone who's taking religion seriously, rapper T.I. has been granted a leave from house arrest for Easter Sunday so he can attend Baptist church services at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. He was granted leave from 8:30 a.m. till 2 p.m., proving that black church takes a real long time. Mm-hmm.
That's how much synagogue takes.
Really?
Just in time for Easter.
He's going to go for Easter, you dick.
Oh.
Oh, movie remix. The A-Team is coming to your screen June 12th, 2009. They finally selected a director. John Singleton will be directing the movie.
2009?
That's next year, baby. Don't get so crazy. It's 2008.
I guess. I thought they were already in production with this.
They were in production as far as everything but a director. They finally signed on John Singleton.
Thank God.
Yes.
Is it true that... I don't see how. That everybody's new except for Mr. T, that they're reusing Mr. T.
I heard that Mr. T will be making a cameo. I have not heard he has been cast in the role of being Mr. T as of yet.
He's but ageless, that man, though.
He really is. That cancer would just rejuvenated him.
And I hope, like, there's a line where he looks at everybody and goes, "Who the fuck are you?"
He doesn't curse, okay? The kids are watching.
Oh, all right.
He's a Christian, Keith. That's why he stopped wearing all the chains. He realized it was disrespectful to those who had less than him.
Not so true, really.
He reduced the amount of chains he wears.
Oh, reduced. Thank you so much. Yes. Reduced.
Kirstie Alley, I told you previously that she was fired by Jenny Craig and said she was starting her own diet system. She's actually decided to do that and take another route. She's teamed up with Oprah. Oprah's signed her on to a production deal for any future projects.
What?
Yep.
She can't be trusted to hold her weight.
Well, Oprah can make anybody a star. You don't have to actually have a goal for Oprah to keep you in the house. So she's going to be on Oprah's new network called OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. It's actually going to be taking over the Discovery Health Network in fall of next year. She's going to have a daily show in syndication. Also, Rachel Ray might be losing her syndication deal here in New York, so her show might not come on in New York anymore. They're deciding about the numbers, and they're not high enough for a New York daytime show.
It tapes in New York.
That's okay. Right. We don't get Cheaters either. Cheaters and other kinds of syndicated shows that don't do well enough. New York is a pretty big market, so they don't play it here, but they'll play it everywhere else. That just means you need to get like the Long Island station that plays it at random. The official Channel 4 or whoever plays her wouldn't play her.
I'm good. That's a dumb show.
Isn't it?
What is Kirstie Alley going to be doing with the show?
I'm assuming just, you know, feel good ladies losing weight. Doing things, your husband's awful, leave him, you're a good person. You're 40 and fabulous, 50 rocks, your kids are terrible and don't pay attention to you. Don't you love your mother? Hug her. She has breast cancer and she overcame kind of situations. You know, what bitch is like. Natalie Portman's filming a movie here in New York called New York, I Love You, and it's had a bit of controversy. It's a movie that features 12 short stories, all filmed by different directors in New York, and a Hasidic actor who had signed on to do the movie has had to drop out. Abe Karpin, who's 25, has been ostracized by the and received threats from the Hasidic community for doing the movie. He's a married father of three.
No, that's good. That's what God wants, is for people to threaten each other.
Exactly. It's not clear how they got him involved with the movie, but all the Hasidics say that he should have known better. They're not allowed to watch movies or television, so appearing in them is not a good idea.
They are allowed to watch movies. What? This is new.
Maybe this
is rated R or something?
They didn't say. In one of the scenes, he refused, as it said in the script, to hold Natalie Portman's hand because Natalie plays his wife. And he explained that he can't do that because he's not even allowed to hold his real wife's hands in public. So he couldn't do it.
You know what? Jews keep finding all these, like any religious people, they keep finding all these holes, things to convince themselves that it's okay to do. Why don't they put some kind of sheet
gloves
on the hand? Yeah, some gloves kind of key. Glove
Invisible
you can't
one.
See.
Hand sheets are called gloves.
Well, not a glove you can see, but like something you put on dick so you're not really fucking in a movie, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah. What?
I'm just saying. Is he allowed to high-five her? I don't know.
Why don't they just get someone who can play
a hand double?
No, like get a non-Hasidic person.
Well,
and
the
have
movie
them
is
play
the
one.
Scene is supposed to be about Hasids in this particular.
Then have someone
of the movie.
Grow a beard and some weird hair, and you're done.
Well, obviously they will now, but why not have the real thing if you can get the real thing?
Because the real thing has...
That's like that shitty movie with Marissa Tomei where she played a Puerto Rican. Who believed that?
No, because the real deal has a lot of rules. A lot of rules. They can't touch the opposite sex. They can't work Friday night to Saturday
night.
What
was it? What was the last like movie with like real Hasids? Wasn't it the one with Melanie Griffith? A Amish?
Hasheeds?
Yeah, they filmed part of that in Brooklyn.
You're not talking about Witness, are you? I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
it's
no,
Melanie. I want to say it's Melanie Griffith from like. I'm getting it confused with the Harrison Ford Amish movie. But,
all right.
Okay. brain fart. The Hills. It's coming back to MTV next week, and of course, they have to find a scandal to get a little promo out there. One of the stars, Audrina, has a mess of naked photos all about the internet. And she's saying she took them artistically as a model, but she didn't. They were actually for a submission for Playboy. Ooh. And now that she's gotten pseudo-famous, she said that she never wanted to do Playboy in the first place, but she's a big fat liar cat.
Oh. Well, that worked out good for her then.
Just saying. Britney Spears, just wrap up her week really quick.
Oh.
A court granted her father the power to sell off any extra stuff that she has, as far as having 7 cars, a lot of crap she doesn't need, and he's just sort of trying to consolidate because she's bleeding money at this point, so he wants to make sure there's a little bit left for later in case she doesn't.
From what?
From marrying K-Fed, divorcing K-Fed, shopping incessantly, not really bringing in. She's bringing in money considerably, but not in the same way that she was before. She's still spending like she's early 2000s Britney.
Sounds like she's going to have another kid.
No. Also, they were talking about what goes on in Britney's daily life. Before she leaves the house, if her father is there, he asks her if she is wearing underwear.
Boy.
Her assistant's primary occupation before they leave the house is to remind her to wear underwear and a bra.
So that's so weird. I had a roommate, One-Eyed Davis, whose dad would ask him if he's wearing underwear before he left the house.
Yes, that's weird.
That is weird,
and you know that.
Yes, that's quite strange.
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe it's normal. I thought I was abnormal. Like, if your dad's around, they might as well check, you know?
And finally...
Did you brush your teeth? That's what he'd do.
Did you brush your teeth?
This dude's dad would have him... Would go, did you brush your teeth?
Maybe because he had
Davis,
one eye.
One-Eyed Davis would go... Because they're going to leave the house, they're going to go to a museum or something. One-Eyed Davis goes, no. And he slinks back to the bathroom.
Ew.
Yeah. Well, that's why he had to ask him.
Oh, he'd look at his son like he's the biggest nerd douche. But yet, you know, like, you got to do your best because it's your fault. You were driving. If you're drunk driving, I don't remember. But he was definitely driving. And got into a car accident, and Davis's head went through the windshield, and that's how he lost his eye in the first place.
I thought he was always one-eyed.
No.
Daddy took his eye?
Yeah, Daddy took his eye.
Oh,
now,
that's terrible.
And he wanted, you know, he's a man's man, the dad, and he wanted a tough kid. Not only did he get a kid that happened to be nerd-like, you got blind.
You one-eyed him.
Douchier, yeah.
Well, he has a right to be a douche then to him. You one-eyed
He's not a douche to him. He's trying so hard for his father's approval,
Aww.
Too. Yeah.
Talk about death.
He's an asshole, though, so fuck him.
Well, no, oh, with the one-eyedness, not the asshole. You don't get to be an asshole just because you have one eye.
Right.
That's not a passport to asshole.
But, yeah, it was just funny. Hey, we're leaving. You are wearing underwear, right? There's going to be a lot of walking. Okay, Dad.
Don't want to chafe.
Oh, God, there's going to be a lot of walking.
There's going to be a lot of walking. You know how you get.
That means your dad's thinking about your balls.
You know how you get, son.
You know how you get?
No, he's thinking about his balls and what spoiled semen came out of them.
That was rude, Keith Mallard.
I'm shocking.
Very rude. 90210, they are a go to remake 90210. They've released some facts about it. Rob Thomas, who was a former writer on Veronica Mars, has signed on.
Thomas, the singer.
No, Rob Thomas, the writer.
Okay.
They have decided that this will be the focus of the series. A man named Harry, who grew up in Beverly Hills but moved to St. Louis after graduating from Beverly Hills High, so we can possibly flash back to the original 90210, which is where some of the previous cast members who said they would definitely sign on come in. So far, Steve and Tori Spelling are say that they would come back.
Shocker.
What are they doing? Exactly. So he's forced to move back after his mother, an aging 70s actress, begins succumbing to alcoholism. He has a wife who's a former Olympic medalist. They have a biological child, and then because the original Beverly Hills 90210 had four black people, they're going to have a black child to make up for it.
Wow.
He's going to be adopted, but that's how we're throwing up some diversity in the situation. I actually like that 90210 had four black people, because when they would turn up, they had their own episode. It was never like, oh, there's Billy. No, Billy had an episode. There was strife in Billy's life.
I don't even remember that.
They assumed that Billy was from South Central. It was always very lovely. And also, because they're trying to represent an international feel this time, the one who's going to be running the school newspaper will be his character called Naveed Shirazi. He's going to be Persian. They're trying.
Does he have a crush on the main character?
Probably. And oh, no, the discord that will come of it.
So there's nobody, no one's called Steve, no one's called Brandon.
We're going to probably, if we get those people to sign on, we'll cut back to some flashbacks with them. I see it being like how when Degrassi came back and like those characters were now grown-ups working in the school, like Steve will be the gym teacher, you know, something along those lines. Andrea will be the English professor or whatever.
I love how in sitcoms you can't move on no matter what.
No.
You grew up in the ritziest neighborhood with a good education.
No.
And parents that gave you shit.
Well, you know who moved on.
But
Dylan left with the cat on the back of the car after his wife got killed, after Rebecca Gayheart got killed in the rain.
Excuse
you don't remember
me?
That episode? That was
what
an old
the?
Girl.
He got married.
Her father was a mobster, right?
Come on.
And they had gotten married secret. She wasn't supposed
to
marry.
Do you know this?
Keith knows. She wasn't supposed to marry him because the father didn't like Dylan, because Dylan's father had fucked him over. So anyway, these other dudes came and just killed her in the rain.
Mm-mm.
And Dylan cried. Oh, he cried. And he hung the wedding dress up in the window. It was sad,
mm-mm,
girl. And then he says, screw this. I got to go. I can't even stay in this house. And he took the cat and put the cat in the carrier and strapped it to the back of the motorcycle.
Cat.
And left town.
He's a good one.
No, that's great.
It hit Brandon hard. It did.
No,
that was
great
his
writing.
Best friend. Mm-hmm. That's what happened on. I know you saw that episode. Don't front.
Anything else before we get out of here?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, on my end, actually, we're
oh,
gonna
I'm
make.
Sorry.
No, he was asking you, and on my end, yes, and on our end, Keith and the Girl TV episode. We're working on it this weekend, and you can be in it too. That's right. The Pepto commercial, and we're putting it at the end that Brother Love and Caleb made. We're going to post that at the end. What you do is you play it on your computer, on your whatever. You fire up a camera. I don't care what kind of camera. You rock out to it.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter how good the sound is, because we're not going to use your sound. It's only going to be the one-time sound that we're going to put on it.
Right.
So it doesn't even matter if you're rocking out to that. Just rock out. But the best thing to do is to rock out to that song. Send it in. And you might make it onto the next Keith and the Girl TV commercial. Hopefully it'll be a big deal because, you know, they're actually really, they were asked to submit this by the Pepto company.
I see something with hand puppets. That would be awesome.
Submit it.
And you don't even have to, you don't even have to ask, should I do it this way? You do it
doesn't
your way.
Doesn't matter. Whatever
say the
you
words,
think is
don't
funny.
Say the words.
What's in your heart?
Have your kids do it. I don't care. But if you email it to us, that means we're allowed to use it. So, I don't know, try to be in the next Keith and the Girl episode and in the next Pepto commercial. Also, we're giving away free CDs if you buy anything at the store, keithandthegirl.com/store, but it's sort of running out, so while supplies last, keithandthegirl.com/store, the instructions on how to get the free CD, which is really just, you know, put something in the notes section, a simple complex, and you get it. And that's it. Happy New Year, Iran.
Happy Nowruz.
I tell you, I say this for that.
Happy Easter. Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys Monday.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. Nausea, heartburn, indigestion.